It's time to tee it high and let it fly on the Tee Florida.
I demand satisfaction.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the 19th Hole Studios inside Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
How about a Fresca?
Bringing you the week's coverage of all things golf.
He's got to be pleased with Dad.
From PGA to NCAA. And now.
Well, we're waiting.
Let's tee off with Mike Rickard, Oscar Gamer, and John Rieger.
Good morning and welcome to On the Tee Florida on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and streaming live on RadioSt.Pete.com. On this February 18th, I'm Mike Rickard, head of the Hack Nation. I'll be teeing it up with John Rieger today, Kerry McNally. We'll talk a little last week's waste management. We'll talk the Genesis Open, and all kind of conversation. In fact, down in Naples, we've got the Chubb Classic and several topics that we'll banter back and forth on that took place at the Genesis, and that's at the Riviera Country Club. And, of course, we'll go over that leaderboard. We're brought to you each and every week by Sea Dogs and Ice Pick Vodka. And as I mentioned last week, if you have to have a charity event, we want to be at that charity event. We're going to talk about one today. We'll talk to a young lady. It's going to have a charity event April 3rd up in Bardmore with our good friend Bob Daly. I'll bring him into the conversation since he's already here and he's ready to rock and roll. Kerry McNally, what's up, brother?
How we doing?
Doing superb, man. I got to put my shades back on because that sweatshirt you grabbed out of my office is blinding me.
Yeah, I've got this big, giant, yellow bumblebee sweatshirt that might let me, because it's a little chilly down here first. It's a little chilly. What's our temperature right now? Like, we're in the 60s?
We'll get that from John Rieger and our Yank and Craig weather report. That is a cool, I just noticed your brim. The lodge at Torrey Pines.
Torrey Pines, yeah. We were dropping my stepson off for a camp in San Diego. And my wife surprised me, and she said, "Let me drive the rental car." And I said, "Okay, honey, what are we doing?" She said, "Well, after we drop off Spencer at camp, I've got a surprise for you. We're gonna stay over for 2 nights." What? Yeah, I changed all our plans, and we're gonna stay overnight. So at one point, I want you to close your eyes as I take you over to the hotel. And I said, "Okay, this is exciting. This is fun." And I do love my wife, and she knows how much I love the game of golf. And sure enough, she says, "Open your eyes." And there we were at Torrey Pines. And so she had gotten us a room for 2 nights at Torrey Pines. We had a fantastic time. A
gorgeous venue.
Oh, so
views.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You better love that wife, my man.
Oh, yeah. No, because she knows. And as you know, my friend, as fortunately enough for me and my wife with our company, we're at the Legends Invitational at Pebble Beach every year for 3 nights. And we play Spyglass and the Links at Spanish Bay and Pebble Beach. And that's been going on for about 8 or 9 years, which supports the Navy SEAL Museum in Vero Beach. But that was a place, that was a track that I had not played yet. I had never stayed there. The
there goes another one on your bucket list.
General manager was fantastic. I ended up having a dear friend come over who lives in San Diego, a guy named Jeff Fisher, and then we worked at our first radio station together back in 1990, out in the Hamptons in Eastern Long Island. And so he and his lovely wife came and met us for dinner, and the general manager couldn't have been nicer. I chatted up with him. He got us the best table at the restaurant overlooking the pool. And I can't say enough about Torrey Pines, the staff, the location.
Memories. That's what the world of golf is about. And he's Kerry McNally. He's our resident comedian, businessman, golf enthusiast. And we've got a lot of exciting things coming down the pike. Of course, you can listen to us each and every Saturday on our flagship 106.1 FM, WTAN, AM 1340. And that's Tampa, Clearwater, St. Pete, along with WZHR FM 104.3 FM, WDCF AM 1350 and Zephyr Hills, WZHR 102.3 FM and AM 1400. And if you think that we're in the sticks up there in Dade City and Zephyr Hills, saw a report yesterday that their communities are growing unbelievably. They're doubling in the next 5 years. So we are visionaries here at the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. Now let's bring John Rieger into the conversation. We are perched out back today. We're at the 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. But across, I would say for John Rieger, Kerry, and probably you, it's about a driver, an eight iron, and hopefully a one putt. And you're in Tropicana.
For me, I had the new hip just installed. New hip. I'm very hip. For me, it's a basically it's a It's a pitching wedge from here for me.
Thank you, Carl. Carl Spackler does show up from Caddyshack from time to time, and we're very excited about that relationship. Not as excited as I am about John Rager joining us. What's up, my man?
Hey, it's good to be here on Saturday. Welcome, Kerry. Good to see you, Mike, or even hear from you, I guess, because we're on the radio. We can't see each other, can we?
No.
But it's chilly out there, and we always start out our broadcast with Wild Bill's golf weather. And like I said last week, instead of reporting from St. Petersburg, because you guys have already kind of given the weather report, it's cold out there. All you got to do is walk outside and look up and see if there's any cloud cover or not. So we're going to cover the Yank and Crank weather report here from a weather station in Wild Bill's backyard. He calls his backyard the BGA, which is a nine-hole golf course in his backyard on 15 acres. So at the BGA right now, it feels like 46 degrees, so you're going to have to wear two sweaters today to play. Cloud cover's only 4%, but the wind's at northeast at 9 miles per hour, so half the holes are into the wind, half the holes are not. So with that, that's the Wild Bill Golf Weather Report, sponsored by Yank and Crank. And to find Yank and Crank, which is extreme fishing fashion, you just go to myshopify.com/yankandcrank, and you can pick out a wonderful hat to wear. Even though it's a fishing line, Yank and Crank can also be associated with Mike Rickard's tee shots on the ninth hole usually. Yank and Crank, baby. Yank and Crank.
Yank? Yeah. There's no crank. I might look like a yank out there, but there's no crank because there's no giddy up in my swing, brother. I can assure you that.
Giddy up wet and get it up out.
Exactly. Well, our Sea Dogs Ice Pick leaderboards, the Genesis Open, the Riviera Country Club in L.A. Max Homa sits in first at 10 under, John. Kevin Mitchell sits back 1-9 under, and John Rahm's on a hot streak. But Tiger Woods made the cut. That went over. I think it's official now. There were 14 golfers early this morning that had to compete. Seven of them, though, were on the outside looking in. So I think it's pretty safe to say that Tiger Woods did make the cut.
Well, it's great to see Tiger make the cut. It's a shame that he comes back after not playing for quite a while, makes the cut, and always known for slipping a feminine product into JT's hand after he outdrove him. And that's what the whole publicity of the tournament's been about so far.
That's the world we live in, and you know, we're talking a little bit about it off air. You know, it's tasteless. In the old days, guys did that things like that constantly, and we're never called on the carpet. I'm not going to make a statement myself. I do think that we overreact. It was tasteless. He apologized. Now let's move on. Let's not make it. It's a non-story now. Let's move on. But they'll make it a story. Speaking of stories, right here in Florida, down in Naples, probably a little bit warmer down there. You've got the Chubb Classic, and that's a nice field. And you know who I like to see on top of the leaderboard? Paul Goidos, fellas. You know, he's a Southern Cal guy.
Yeah.
Went to Long Beach State.
Yeah. Just
he's a cool cat, Rager.
Great character.
Have you ever run across him, John?
Yeah, in fact, he won the Arnold Palmer Invitational one year, and he almost won the Players' Championship. He lost.
That was his year. That was his breakout year.
But he was an exceptional person. You know, his wife passed away years ago, and he raised his kids while he tried to play on the tour. And, you know, he's just an all-around good guy. You know, and he's got that funky little swing there that we all can admire and look at. We see his swing, and we go, wow, if that guy can get it in the hole as few strokes possible, there's hope for the rest of us. But he's leading the Chubb Classic. And one of the big highlights of the tournament and went viral on social media was Freddie Couples chipping in on the 12th hole for Eagle. That was quite the chip and quite the feat, and that put him on the map as far as social media this week.
Well, you got to admit, Kerry and John, that if you took those two fellas together, just two laid back, cool cats,
right?
Of course, Freddie hasn't had any tragedy in his life like Paul did, but I became a big fan of his. Because of that swing and because he came from nowhere. And then when they started telling the stories about Long Beach State and what a laid-back guy he was. So I'm pulling for Goidos this weekend, even though Bernhard Langer and he are tied at the top. And you got a lot of notables right behind him.
Yeah, you
know, Bernhard, I think, is 66 years old, isn't he?
Who's that?
I think, isn't Bernhardt 66 now? Did he turn 66 recently?
He's 66, because that's my magic number. I'm on Route 66.
Route 66.
And I don't have a freaking clue where I'm going to drive this ship. But, yeah, I'm Route 66, and so is Bernhard Langer. And he's in a hell of a lot better shape than this 66.
Here's my question for you two gentlemen. Do you believe, and I'll just let you answer it, and then I'll come in, that Freddie Couples may have the sweetest swing ever in the game of golf?
Well, that's what they say.
I would say that. I would absolutely say that, and I would say that in the sense that it rivals the smoothest swing as Sam Snead had. And I think that's contributed to Freddie's longevity, even though he's had a lot of back issues. You know, rhythm, tempo, and timing is so important in the golf swing. You know, as a golf professional, one of the things you have to work with your students, it's not so much the mechanics, but it's just the rhythm, tempo, and timing. There are people out there that are extremely gifted in that area, and they put a golf club in their hand. Like, I've given quite a few lessons to musicians, and these are the people that have the tempo, they have the rhythm, they have the timing, and you stick a golf club in their hand, and, you know, it looks like they're chopping wood. So I think what happens is with most golfers out there, if you just watch Freddie Couples play, it's like osmosis. It rubs off on you. If you want one thing to do in golf to be a better golfer, rhythm, tempo, timing, you work on that, and that's better than any secret move that you can find on this week's Golf Digest.
You know, I don't know what Freddie's magic formula or substance is to be as cool and laid back as it is, but I shared my story from the Champions Tour event, the Principal Charity Classics in Des Moines, Iowa, each and every year. And I had a front row seat, and Freddie's first appearance there, it must have been about 2011, 2012. And I'm walking down the fairway following him with some of the other media guys, and one of the media guys from Des Moines Register, good friend of mine, he says, "Oh, look, it looks like Freddie's daughter's following him, that blonde." And I said, "Rick, take another look. That's not a daughter. That's Freddie's squeeze. And I believe he's still with her. It's a blonde bombshell, just beautiful.
I'm sure.
And Freddie's, and she's just cheery and a nice gal."
Yeah.
But he alluded to the fact that that was his daughter. That's not the way Freddie rolls.
Well, that's one of the reasons his nickname is Boom Boom.
I don't think that's
it. You guys talk about bombshell with Freddie. I spent 25 years as an announcer on the Champions Tour. I remember one year in Tampa on the 10th hole, I was finished with my duties on the first tee, and I caught him on the turn, and it was Watson, Crenshaw, Kite, and Freddie Couples. And Freddie was just getting on to the Champions Tour at that time. And I watched Kite, Crenshaw, and Watson all hit drivers off the 10th hole. It's not that long of a hole, but you know, they all hit drivers, and they would hit a little wedge in. Freddie took out like a 5-wood of some sorts, maybe even higher, lofted hybrid, and he hit this thing higher than you could hit any pitching wedge in your life. This thing just floats out there and floats out there and floats out there, and he hits it 30 yards by him. So he's got tremendous length out there, and he probably still does.
I think that's John. You tell me, because you're the professional, but he gets that right elbow so high, and then he just drops it down into the slot, and then that beautiful finish.
We know, Kerry, I love golfers like you because it sounds like you got paralysis by analysis when you start looking at people's golf swings. I always say that, if you've seen one swing, you've seen one swing. And the physics of golf are one thing. You know, you do have to have the club dropping in the slot or whatever you want to call it to keep it on swing plane, because the physics of a ball flying has to do with the angle of approach of the club and the path of the club and where the face points and where on the face that you hit it and how fast you swing it. So those are the physics that have to happen between the club and the ball to be able to hit a good golf shot the way you want it. But how you get to that, boy, I can tell you there's many different ways to go about doing it. Yeah, he has that nice big flying elbow. Jack Nicklaus had that all throughout his career. And you look at a guy like Jim Furyk, who Johnny Miller described one day of of an octopus falling out of a tree, right? Jim Furyk swing. So if you take it all together, yep, you're right. He's got that elbow. He drops it in the slot, and boy, that works for him.
My longtime radio partner, Judd Gibb, who's still doing extremely well up in Iowa, I think I told you this, John, and maybe someday you'll witness this, Kerry. He tried everything under the planet to work with me, and he said, he described on the radio across the state of Iowa that my swing looked like a fist fight in a phone booth. I thought, well, that's a good description. Quite. It's an angry.
Right.
Not fluid.
Yes.
Motion. And I don't want to duplicate it. And I'm never going to ask Rager to try to correct it because I think it's an impossibility.
If you want me to correct it, Mike, you're going to have to call the operator and call collect.
Hey, a couple of things. I just want to give a little teaser about this. We had a conversation yesterday. Mark Ferguson and I, the owner and proprietor of the iconic Ferg Sports Bar and Grill across from Tropicana Field, and I was preparing for the show, and he does not golf. He comes up to the perch, and he says, "You ever heard of Top Golf?" I said, "Well, of course." He says, "Guess what? We are buying a machine comparable, a simulator, to what they have at Top Golf. In fact, the same company. And we are going to put it down here on the second floor in the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios Lounge. And John Rager, I mentioned to you yesterday, and it's going to be an absolute blast, folks. So stay tuned. This summer, coming in a couple of months, we will have the 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios Lounge on the T Florida right here at Ferg's, and it will be year round, and we're going to have an absolute blast for hacks, pros like Rager,
yeah,
great golfers like you, and we'll have leagues, we'll have long drive contests. We're going to have a lot of fun.
My guess is it's going to be so successful, you're going to have to call and make a reservation for you and your guys and your party to be able to
get it. Oh, we believe that 1,000%.
It's going to absolutely happen. Yeah. It's a great spot. If you've not been back up here in the back, up on the second floor, come check it out, because it's almost like this place never ends, you know, because it has all these levels. It's so huge. The labyrinth of this place, and he couldn't be nicer. He's such a gentleman. To have such a place that's this historic and legendary, and to be that down to earth is pretty special.
And the reason I'm doing this, because I need to bring our consultant into the conversation, and his wife Karen's going to have to understand that John Rager, we got hotels coming right across the street and in two spots. John Rager's going to have to be down here at least once or twice a month for consulting.
For sure.
Correct, John?
Well, you know, now that you got a golf simulator, I'm sure it's got a replica in there of the Augusta National Amen Corner. I'll just sleep on the bridge going over to the par three there and go with that. But also, you know, hey, you know, Kerry, I have a question for you because, you know, as a golf professional, you know, we have to play by the rules. But as a club professional, you really got to be a little gray because you got your members out there and you just don't want to get them all angry and upset by, you know, being so hard
on
the rules, right? So I have a philosophical question, and this, you know, obviously now that we're going to have the Topgolf simulator there, if you make a hole in one on a simulator, does it count as a hole in one? Should we be giving out a hole in one plaque and an award and Mike Rickard's autographed Sharpie yanking crank hat if somebody makes a hole in one? What do you think?
Not only should it have an award, that person should still have to buy the drinks.
Well, I'm telling you, the bar is about 20 paces from where you'll be teeing off. Well, I don't think that will be an issue.
No.
There will be demands made by the opponent.
Exactly.
Boy, I'll tell you what, you're going to have to put a big sign up. Beware, if you make hole in one, this is a very, very big bar. We have a lot of people who like to drink.
Yeah, so stay in the lounge. Don't go downstairs and announce you just had a hole in one. Stay upstairs in the 19th hole Clubhouse Studios Lounge. Hey, let's wind things back up to where we opened the show, the Genesis, and let's talk about Tiger's opening round on Thursday, which you know, I almost got emotional again. I love seeing old guys rally like that at 47 years young. Your perspective on Thursday's round.
We know Tiger is showing that he's got the ability to still compete. He said in the press conference earlier in the week that he was only there because he thinks he can win. He's having a hard time. He doesn't want to play. He didn't call it ceremonial golf, but he does know he hosts a few tournaments a year that it's more ceremonial for him. The course, you know, the tournament he hosts, the Hero in Albany, and also playing in the Father Son, those kind of things. So he says that, you know, even though he is the host professional for this event, he is still in the game to the point that he thinks he can win. And we can believe him, but I watch quite a bit of those rounds, you know, and A couple of moments there, short game kind of let him go a little bit, so he's going to have to tighten up on that, but that's just from being able to play. But, you know, the Kikuyu grass is the big star of the whole deal, because the Kikuyu grass, and I don't know, Kerry, have you ever played golf in L.A. and played on the Kikuyu grass?
I have actually, and it is very, very different.
What's the difference? The grain, it's coarser? What is it, fellas?
Well, here's what happens is it's a grass like no other. This grass doesn't allow the ball to, like, land and roll. It's not, and so, for example, at other golf courses in the area that have the same type of grass, they actually replace all the grass in the aprons of the green, the approaches leading up to the green, with a more traditional zoysia or Bermuda, whatever kind of grass they can get to support that. Because I'll tell you what, if you're hitting a low ball into a green and you hit it 5 feet, 5 yards short of the green, it's not going to rebound up on the green. It's going to stop dead right there. And then it either stops dead on top of the grass or it stops dead into the bottom of the grass. So, you know, for years, and it's a shame that Dustin Johnson's not playing this tournament because he picks the ball quite a bit. He's got a shallow angle into the ball, and he, you know, it sets up for him, and he can handle that. But, you know, that's what they're all saying. It's very spongy. It grabs your ball. What do you think, Kerry? Did you experience any of that?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It just doesn't roll. And when you want to hit a knock and run or a knockdown or something like that, you better smash it, or you just better just take more loft and try to flop it in, because it will stop absolutely short. And it's interesting because I'm surprised there isn't a little bit more of a rebellion from the players, because they love to, you know, hit those draws and have it, you know, turn over and roll out, and you get another 20, 30, 40 yards. It doesn't happen on the Kikuyu, not at all.
And Tiger has never really had Tiger Woods success at Riviera. He's never won. In fact, of all the courses he's played the most, I think he's played that course 16 times. He's never had, in any other course he's played that many times, he has won victory, which is remarkable.
Yeah.
But why don't we take a quick break, John, and then we'll come back. We're going to do a little promo for the young lady promoting the Firefighter Coakley Foundation Golf Tournament. We'll be back here on the Tee Florida, live from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
This is Mike Rickard, and I personally want to welcome our new supporter and partner, my Iowa friend, Barb with Champa Bay. Barb Grossenheider is with First Class Real Estate Gulf to Bay, and Barb brings her Midwest work ethic, her integrity, her commitment to every client, combined with her knowledge as she grew up in a family of home construction success for decades. Barb's energy and her bubbly personality take the stress out of the challenge of home buying in today's difficult market. I assure you, I've recommended her to my friends, and I look forward to spreading her professional service to all of Champa Bay. So reach out today with Barb from Champa Bay, barbwithchampabay@gmail.com, or give her a call at 813-564-4134. That's Barb with Champa Bay. Give her a call today, 813-564-4134.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central, across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Champa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action, with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game watching events, concerts, and of course all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action, along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Big Storm Brewing Company helps you weather any storm. From their award-winning Bramosa Tangerine IPA to their original Wavemaker Amber Ale, Big Storm has you covered. Give Florida's craft beer forecast a shot today and find out where you can get your Big Storm at BigStormBrewery.com. Enjoy an ice-cold Big Storm at tap rooms located in Clearwater, Orlando, Ybor City, and Odessa.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Florida, as we broadcast live from across Tropicana Field, where it is Rays Fan Fest today there, Kerry. And parking wasn't too bad right now.
Are you going to go to opening day? We went as a family last year, and we had a blast. They won the game. They came from behind, I think, in the eighth or the ninth inning, and it was just absolutely fantastic.
You'll be going to plenty of games. We've got tickets from our good friends at Body Armor and Coca-Cola. And, of course, each and every week we like to promote a charity event. We'll be out at the Children's Miracle Fund. We'll be at the three first tees this year, as we were last year. Of course, we got the Super Bowl of golf with the NFL alumni coming up in March. And I've actually earmarked 13 different events. And this was a new one, actually brought to me by my girlfriend. And this young lady's name is Kara Walker. And she is the sister of firefighter Stephen Coakley. I've talked about it for the last three shows. An event taking place April 3rd up there at Bardmore. Our good friend Bob Daly, and she's kind enough to join me right now. How are you, young lady? What's happening today?
Hey, Mike. How are you? Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, I tell you what, anything like this, we're fully behind, and we're kind of the leader in the golf world of supporting and promoting any non-profit charity event. And we're really into first responders and the military. And I applaud you for taking your brother's memory and moving forward with this. So let's talk a little bit about your brother and how the idea came up for this foundation golf tournament that's taking place on the 3rd.
So the foundation is for my brother, and he was killed on 9/11. He had a house in Madeira Beach that he was planning to retire to. So he would come down every often with some friends and play in a golf tournament he organized for a girl that was tragically killed at the age of 6, Ashley Ann Nielsen. And he did it at Bardmore. So we do run a successful tournament in Charlotte, and now we're bringing it to the area down here.
Well, you selected a great track, and I'm sure you've worked with Bob and the staff over there, and we do a lot of events there. So let's talk about how people can get involved with this, Kara. How do they reach out to you? It's $150 a single, $500 a foursome. Registration's at 11:30. I'm doing this since you're driving or you're riding. Registration begins at 11:30. Lunch is at 12, and then you got a shotgun start at 1 o'clock, and then of course the old throw down some coldies and post tournament food, and you've got some whole sponsors. So how do people get a hold of you?
Yeah, so we have a lot of information on the website at FF as a firefighter StephenCoakley.org. We are on all social media platforms on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We are looking for players to join us. We still have some sponsorships open, so feel free to reach out. They can email and get a hold of us that way or through any social media.
Oh, I see. Okay. I will get I'll get a couple of restaurants also. I'm looking at your correspondence. I'll get a couple of restaurants. Sea Dogs is one of our great clients, Shrimpies, and of course Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. We'll get them all to make a donation of some sort, and then I'll look around for some raffle items, maybe a little sports paraphernalia from down here at Ferg's. How's that sound?
That would be awesome. We are 501c3 nonprofit. Everything's tax deductible. We're just looking forward to having a good time on the greens for a great cause.
All right. I look forward to meeting you. So you live in the greater Charlotte area?
I did. I am 100% now in Madeira Beach in my brother's house he was planning to retire to. So we're carrying on tradition of enjoying the area down here.
Well, you're a wise woman. I don't live too far from you down in Sunset Beach, and we'll have to get together sometime. We'll send somebody out there on the 3rd, and we'll do some live reports on our new streaming channel as well. So we'll talk a little bit about that in the future. Exactly. One more time, how do they get a hold of you?
Go to www.ffstephencoakley.org.
All right. Thank you very much, Kara Walker. Good luck, and I'll be talking to you soon.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You betcha. That's the kind of stuff I like to do, Carrie and John. And, you know, anytime you run across anything like that, let's make certain that we bring them in under our fold. And again, another excuse to bring John Rager down is when we decide to put together our own 19th hole clubhouse studio tournament. It might be on a simulator before we get out to the link.
Exactly.
What do you think about that, John? I got to have you down here, don't I?
Well, I love it because it sounds like the simulator. You can walk this golf course. You don't have to take a cart. So I'm all in board for that. Plus, within probably 20 feet of you have ice-cold craft beer. So I'm looking forward to the opportunity to come down there and hang out and watch Mike Rickford's swing himself in a phone booth backswing there. I just can't wait.
You know, you haven't seen my office yet, and Kerry just went up to the bird's eye view. I will actually be from my desk, be able to look down at the people playing.
Yeah.
As I'm probably going to be like the GM of my own course. What do you think of that?
A hack. It reminds me of when Chevy Chase asked Bill Murray, "Do you live here?" And he says, "Yeah." What do you think? He goes, "It's awful."
Hey, that couch. If that couch pulled out. And Jake Ferguson agrees. If that couch pulled out upstairs, I would crash there.
Of course you would. It's
what's wrong with that? I got a bathroom. I got a bathroom downstairs.
You got a circular stairway up there. That's a little dangerous. Be careful coming up and down that, depending on where you're at in your day.
Well, and it's really dark at night, and I leave the lights on because you're going to kill yourself. Yeah. It's a spiral staircase. One of the beautiful things of the headquarters is I get my steps in.
Oh, there you go.
Actual steps.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yeah, about 5 or 6 times a day.
How much time we got?
We got 35 minutes.
Okay, so John.
No, 20 minutes. I'm sorry.
So, all right, so John, I got a question for you because with the new bionic hip that was installed on the 30th of November, I'm playing my first official round of golf on Monday at Old Memorial. Do you have any advice for me? Twofold with the new hip and then also about that track.
I got it, Tip. Watch out for the gators.
There you go.
Well, you know, that's a wonderful golf course, Old Memorial. I had the opportunity to work with the Outback organization years ago, and I can tell you that the Old Memorial Golf Club, it's a special treat. When you go there, you just don't know it's there. It's behind a high school over there, not too far from the airport, but over there where you wouldn't know there was a world-class golf course right behind it. They have these nice villas that you can stay in. But the golf course itself, designed by Steve Smyers, is probably one of the tougher golf courses you will play, and I'm assuming you're walking. Is that correct?
I don't know. I actually don't know. I'm obviously a guest, and I'm supposed to show up at 11 o'clock and get the range and go. If I'm walking, I'm walking. If I'm riding, I'm riding. Is it mandatory that you walk?
Well, most of the time, most people walk out there, and they have a wonderful caddy program. A lot of these caddies, especially this time of year, some of them are PGA golf professionals that, you know, they work in the northern climate, and they want to hang out in Florida for a couple of months, and they actually go out there and caddy. So sometimes you get a very well-qualified caddy. I can tell you, and we talked about this on previous shows, I don't think you were on the show at the time, but whatever you do, there's only two rules they have there at Old Memorial Golf Club. One is you have to tuck your shirt in. Just want to give you a heads up on that.
Yeah, there's one rebel. He might be on the other end of this conversation that didn't want to do that at one time in his life.
Well, that was me. I don't want to go into that story again and bore our listeners. But, Carrie, the other is use your cell phone is only in the little corner of the clubhouse.
Okay, so I like that rule. I love that rule, actually. You know, my days of playing shirtless golf are long over. But, yeah, no, I like the idea of not having the cell phone out there. I think this is a very special time and a special moment, and I think you should be in the moment and play golf and be with friends and you know, take that time to really enjoy the golf at the deepest level.
Well, you know, Old Memorial also, too, is they have wonderful amenities there. The founder of it, Chris Sullivan, who also is the founder of Outback Steakhouse, Chris is actually part owner of Pebble Beach. So I don't know if our listeners, you know, even thought about something like that. But so Chris has brought back to him, he's a member of, like, clubs all over the world. So the best of the best of the best is available at Old Memorial. When you go into the locker room there, it's incredible. I mean, you know, it's, you know, beautiful locker room and tables and chairs and TVs and a wonderful bar and shoe shine service and whatever you can. And they even have a special wing where you can go in there and smoke cigars and enjoy, you know, some of the finest cigars are offered in the Tampa Bay area. And, you know, the camaraderie is good there because it's just all golf. There's no swimming pool there. There's no pickleball courts. There's no tennis courts. It's just golf. It's a absolute great golf venue. And, you know, it's one of those days that, you know, not after you get done, you know, bring a change of clothes so you can shower up because they have wonderful food there, too. You have one of the best dinners you've ever had in that clubhouse. So as far as the golf course is concerned, just play it. Just tee it forward. I mean, don't be afraid, especially with your new hip, to have to go play the back tees with everybody else or the blue tees. Go ahead and move up a little bit because the golf course has a lot of hazards, has a lot of fairway bunkers, a lot of marshland there, a lot of swamps, a lot of rough. You know, at this time of year, it could be a little windy, even though the fairways might be a little hard. It could be a little windy. But they've hosted the U.S. Open qualifier sectionals there and U.S. Amateur qualifier sectionals and so it's got it, and you're liable to run into some notable golfers. I believe that Gary Koch is a member there, and you know you might just run into him on Saturday. So say hello to him.
Well, John, thank you so much.
He better get him lined up. Hey, I got a question. Do you want to borrow my birth certificate? Then you can play from those gold tees. Come on, man, take advantage of it. I'm offering up 66 years, one of the few times it's advantageous.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey John.
Well, now that you brought that up, Mike, I got to tell a quick story about Jack Nicklaus. Jack Nicklaus, at age 70, this was years ago. At age 70, he had this State of the Bear press conference. He used to do that every year because of his vast business holdings, whether it's golf course design or golf courses or clothing and. You name it, you know, Jack had a business associated with it. And so he had a State of the Bear press conference. So at the end of the press conference, one of the reporters asked him, well, Jack, how's your golf game? And he goes, well, at age 70, people all their life wanted to play golf just like me. Now they can.
I've always loved his humble position on the state of his game throughout his career. Hey, speaking of the world of golf, and have you watched that show? It's on Netflix yet, and it's a reflection, I believe, on last season. Have you heard of that, John?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I'll just lead in with this: the John Rager Report. Is on the Tee Florida. We link today and listen on Saturdays for golf, travel, and lifestyle. So what happens is every day on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, and a variety of other golf social media platforms, I go ahead and I find something interesting in the world of golf that not only will you want to link and listen and read it or listen to it, but also we talk about it on Saturdays. So now that you bring it up, I did post this week on one of the John Rager reports was the much-anticipated Netflix Full Swing Golf Series has been released. So the critics are chiming in. So I had the fortune of, I watched the first episode, and if you go to one of those social media outlets and you just type in John Rager Golf or On the Tee Florida or Radio St. Pete, it'll take you right to our social media. You'll see the post and you can link into it. But Golf Digest has an excellent review of the series. You know, they had about 20 reviews. Four of them were very favorable. Four of them were negative, and 12 of them were kind of middle of the road. And all I have to say about it is, like, I watched the first episode, and there's no, like, real storyline as far as surprises. You don't watch it and go, I didn't know that. But what you do see is you see, an inside look at some of these golfers, and some of it's staged, but they have put it together pretty well. But it was interesting in one thing about this whole series, and it's one of those things, too, just like anything else on Netflix, you might as well binge watch all the episodes. That's probably the best way to do it. But you do realize that when you look at it, Ian Poulter was quoted in the documentary. It says, you picked a hell of a year to go ahead and do this because obviously you've got a lot of live golfers that are on the show because that's when they split apart last year and went on from the PGA Tour to live golf. So you have Dustin Johnson and you have Brooks Koepka and you have Ian Poulter. So you have some in Bubba. You have some of the folks from Live Golf. But I highly recommend everybody linking over there. Just find the John Rager Report. Type in John Rager Golf or On the Tee Florida, Radio St. Pete, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. Just go there, link in, and read those reviews. And I encourage everybody's listening, if you're watching the show, make sure you don't have little kids around because one of the things you do discover, even though we all know this being around professional golfers, they do cuss a lot, and they do use a lot of colorful metaphors. So make sure the young kids are put in the bed and watch it later.
Hey, on a side note, John, that it's amazing you brought up Ian Poulter. And of course, you've been in the part of the conversation on two or three times. My good friend up in Iowa, Mark Egli, PGA teaching professional up there, six-time teacher of the year, two-time player of the year. Mark is in the third edition of it. I think that's the one where Ian Poulter is being interviewed. His locker is right next to Sean McCarty. And, of course, he works with Mark Egli. That was down at PGA in Southern Hills last summer. And Zach Johnson, of course, our Ryder Cup captain in 2023 from Iowa. Zach's in the piece. Mark did a nice overview of it this morning. I got a chance, so I think we'll reach out to him next week, and he can give us his perspective of how that all went down. But I thought that was pretty cool. And then here you go, and you bring up Ian Poulter. It's a small world, right?
Well, Kerry, what you're going to have to do hanging around our new, we don't know what we're going to call our golf course yet, our virtual golf course there at Ferg's. We'll have to have a contest to come up to name it. But, hey, you keep your cell phone around, because it looks like probably after the first month of that, we could create our own documentary. Netflix may not want to have it, but we'll throw it up on our social media.
Yeah, we're going to see a lot of crazy media stuff. That's a hell of an idea, actually.
Oh, absolutely.
And we've got a producer right here in Kerry McNally that can put on a world-class piece.
Let's do it.
Yeah, we'll get it. We'll even get a hack like you there, Ben, because we're going to have a simulator out here 2 months, looks like.
Yeah. So, John, thanks so much for the advice about Monday at Old Memorial. I will report back next Saturday.
Fantastic. We won't ask you what you shot. We won't ask you what your score is.
I will.
Just go have a good time.
I will.
Well, I'm legit. I putt out. I take my penalties. And
you're not golfing with me.
Yes.
That's another thing about the simulator that bothers me. I can't have mulligans. I can't have
reckless balls.
I can't have foot wedges.
Right.
I can't drop a ball while I'm walking up to the fairway and the rough and say, oh, there it is, when I know for sure it's in the water. What am I going to do, Rager?
Well, Mike, you're going to be, if you want to be the general manager of our virtual golf club, you can do anything you want. In fact, you need a different title. You need the title like founder of the golf club. And that way you can go out and you can break all the rules and do what you want. I was reading about Donald Trump the other day. He won his senior club championship down there at Trump National.
He's the biggest cheat in the world.
I read into it and it said that he actually played a round of golf earlier in the week on Thursday, and he decided that he played good enough. He counted when everybody showed up for Sunday to play their second round. They decided that, Donald Trump showed up and counted his round from Thursday. He missed the first round of the tournament, but he took his practice round from earlier in the week. But you know what? I love that. You know why? Because he owns the damn place. So if you own the place, you can do whatever you want. So whatever you're going to do there, you're the founder. You can play by any rules you want to.
Well, between Mark Ferguson and I, he doesn't golf. I golf, but I wouldn't call it golf. And we're putting this together, and that's why we got to bring you guys in as consultants.
What would you call it? Landscaping?
Yeah. we've got to get creative, because it will be an absolute blast, and it's going to change the entire demographic of what we're doing here at Ferg's,
sure.
And it will be a lounge up here. Yep. So it's going to be an absolute blast.
Mike and Kerry, what we're going to have to do is once we get the bugs worked out and it's up and running and we feel confident, we're going to have a record-setting event, and we're going to have the course record set on our simulator. We'll just pick one of the golf courses out there. And generally what will happen, and we'll have every category you can have. We'll have the scratch, we'll have men, we'll have women, we'll have seniors, we'll have lefties, we'll have righties, we'll have age groups. We'll have redheads, brunettes, blondes. We'll have a course record for every category that you can come up with.
Baldo bastards.
Exactly. So we're going to have a good time with that and have a record-setting event. So, and the good news is us three need to be the first ones to set any course records, so we can claim that, hey, we're course record holders.
I love this idea.
Well, we're definitely going to be doing the experimentation, and we're going to have a lot of fun there. Hey, let's go back to Genesis one more time, because I do want to talk about 16, 17, and 18 a little bit more in detail. I certainly didn't see that coming. Did you, John? I felt that, he probably was going to finish about two over and same result on Friday and not make the cut. But to make that statement on 16, 17, and 18 was very impressive. And you just had to look at the face of the galleries and their joy and emotion that they actually saw, you know, glimpses of the past right there in front of them, and they had a front row seat.
Well, that's the caliber of, you know, obviously Tiger, you know, one of the greatest of all time, if not the greatest of all time. That's just the caliber. They're very competitive, and I believe, I can't recall the name. I don't know if it's Colin Morikawa or not, but somebody holed out for eagle on the last hole on 18 to make the cut yesterday. I saw that floating around the Twitterdom today. But these guys, they don't rule anything out, and that's really good for Tiger, but it's really good for golf too. Just imagine if he misses the cut and he gets sent home, and then people on the weekend will watch and stuff, but now they're excited to see Tiger. Even if he's not in contention, they want to see Tiger.
Real quickly, two schools of thought were, if he didn't make the cut, he had glimpses of hope and his game was building, and he'd get to rest the next 2 days as the host. But again, the eyeballs on CBS would not be there. And so it works out for everybody, and he gets more practice.
CBS is very happy right now.
Yes, thank you. Well, your weekend, Kerry, you got anything going on?
Yeah, no, hanging with the family and just trying to
get ready.
Yeah, trying to swing the clubs in the backyard. Our backyard is actually, most of it's astroturf, so I'm just swinging.
You got to get a hold of Gribben.
Swinging the clubs.
You know what he has in his backyard now? His backyard is a putting practice surface.
All right, then let's do it.
Call him.
Yeah,
he just had to put in.
That's my weekend and getting ready for Monday. I'm very excited about it. It's a bucket list course, and I'm ready to check it off.
All right, John Rager, what about up there in Crescent Beach, Florida, with your lovely bride, Karen? I'm going to make certain that I always do a nice shout out to her.
Well, you know, Crescent Beach is just bordering St. Augustine Beach, so we're only about. No less than maybe less than an hour from the Daytona Speedway. We're not going to go down to the Daytona 500, but I know when I was listening to the show before us, there was a racing show we had on. I know we came on a little bit late after that, and they were doing their picks for the Daytona 500. So it's a ritual I always do. I've been to the Daytona 500, you know, many a time, but I'll just be watching it on television there, looking forward to seeing it. You got a lot of young drivers out there now. You know, all the old guys have, you know, gone by the wayside, like Earnhardt and Jeff Gordon, all those. But you still have what I understand is, you know, a stellar field again. Looking forward to Daytona 500. Looking forward to maybe Jimmy Johnson will win this at age 47, make his big comeback. I believe it's going to be his last year, which would put him 2 years older than Tom Brady when Tom Brady won his last Super Bowl.
Well, speaking of Daytona 500, I actually had from our good friends at Coca-Cola two VIP tickets with parking, and I gave them to one of our clients, and he's going to enjoy that. And I'm pulling for Chase Elliott. It's the only NASCAR race I watch all year long, and then of course I watch the Indy 500, and we've got the Firestone St. Pete Grand Prix taking place in a few weeks here, so we have a guest on that next show. So I'll flip the switch to a little motorsports conversation. Well, John, have a great rest of your weekend. I'll be talking to you Monday, and just keep your fingers crossed that Florida on the tee, FloridaGolf.com gets launched this week for my sanity and John Rager's.
Well, Mike, Kerry, I enjoyed the show today. I want to tell our listeners, yank and crank, baby, yank and crank.
All right, my man. So you should get a hold of Gribbins and get up there on the practice
absolutely,
ring.
Yeah.
All right. Any last words from Carl Spackler? We've got 2 minutes.
There comes a time in every man's life where he has to come to terms with the fact that he has a bionic hip. You know, it was replaced recently, and you have to say to yourself, listen, you can't do the things that you used to do, so stop dating cheerleaders. That's not on the list anymore. And then just, you know, get out there and be yourself. You know, you can still polka. You can still move on the dance floor a little bit. Not as fluid as you used to when you could tango.
Get
out there and grip it and rip it.
From the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th hole, Clubhouse Studios, I'm Mike Rickard for Kerry McNally, John Rager, Joe Bedrow, and Matt on the controls. Thanks for listening on the T Florida. Stay tuned for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection next. And remember, God bless you, God bless America, and always keep it in the short grass and hit them straight.
WTAN Clearwater,
FM 106.1,
WDCF Dade City,
FM 102.3,
WZHR Zephyr Hills,
FM 104.3.
Listen.